Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a chilly Tuesday morning. Tuesday, April 25th, 2023, 11 minutes past the hour. 32 degrees in hazy skies here in Marion last Tuesday in the month of April. We'll be on to May next week. You know what's interesting is that yesterday we had some snow flurries. I believe on Sunday we had some snow flurries too. Nothing serious, you know, just a little bit of a, I don't even think you would call it a dusting. Just a little bit of snow here and there. And the last week of April, that can happen, and that's kind of normal. And what do we have the week before that? 70-degree weather. So this is what April and May are like in the Midwest. So no big deal, as they say. I'll tell you, we have a morning of news coming up here today. Just take the dial off whatever you're listening on. Put a piece of tape over your electronic device and make sure that you do not tune out over the next two solid hours. Because if you want to know what's going on news-wise, this is the station you're going to want to be listening to today. So just don't switch the dial. This is where you want to be. Now, I did want to let the audience know that I didn't get a chance to do this yesterday. The Tiffin Flea Market, which is one of the great flea markets here in the state of Ohio, I believe has their first weekend open this coming weekend. Now, I have a little bit of a history with the Tiffin Flea Market. 2 years ago, I tried to go to the Tiffin Flea Market, and I think I had some kind of allergic reaction that day. I really, to this day, don't really know what happened, but I just had I had just gotten there, and I did not feel the greatest. So I left and really never got to experience the Tiffin Flea Market that day. And then last year, of course, not being able to go out and do much because of what was going on, I did not get a chance to go to the Tiffin Flea Market. So this year, it is my goal to go to that Tiffin Flea Market and hopefully this weekend because I believe this is the first weekend. So it's kind of exciting that after 2 years, this being the third year that I know it's going on, that I will finally be able to do that and have a good time. And I'm sure I'll have good company. You know, that's something you want to take somebody with you, because it's fun to show and find and do and just have a good time. So if you like things, the Tiffin Flea Market obviously is not too far up the road. And I believe the first weekend's this weekend, and I guess we'll hope for the best weather, but looking forward to that this coming weekend. You know, nothing better I like to do than find old stuff. I just enjoy that. I like the Goodwills. I like the Salvation Armies. I like the estate sales. I like auctions. I like flea markets like this. And I really did not get to do too much of that last year at all. And prior to that, I was doing it almost every weekend. But this Tiffin Flea Market's a big deal to me because, like I say, I went once. It was not a good experience because I did not feel good that day. And last year could not go at all because of what was going on. So I'm excited to finally make this happen after 2 years. So I'll report back on Monday about what it's all about and maybe what I find over there. Maybe I'll find another big oversized chair. You know, I'm really enjoying the big oversized chair. Matter of fact, I came home from work last night And I sat down in the thing. Now, have you ever had those moments where you don't really know if you nodded off or not? Because it was kind of a short period of time. I really don't know if I nodded off or not last night. I could have for 10 or 15 minutes. It's just so comfortable. Came home, got something to eat, got something to drink, sat down in the chair, and I think I might have been out for 10 or 15 minutes. The chair really has some kind of hypnotic hold over me at this this particular point. Well, yesterday was a big day in cable news. Two of the biggest names in cable news both got the axe yesterday. Tucker Carlson was fired from Fox News or left, depending on which press release you read. And Don Lemon is out at CNN. Both of them seem not to be happy about this. I don't think Tucker Carlson really said anything about why he was let go, although we kind of think it probably had to do with Fox having to pay nearly $800 million to Dominion for to end the lawsuit. Probably had to do with that. Or else it's just a big coincidence that they paid the $800 million last week, and now he's gone. And Don Lemon had been having some trouble at CNN, apparently with women. Apparently he made a comment back in February, I think I was reading, something about a woman was out of her prime at 51 years old, and apparently this upset women. And then they found a pattern of him not being so nice to his female colleagues. Now, they didn't say that's why they fired him, but a lot of people seem to be pointing to that yesterday. And apparently, they didn't even call him into the office. Now, this is an interesting thing. You know, two sides to every story. But apparently, Don says after 17 years at CNN, they didn't even call him into the office to fire him. And CNN says, yes, they did say, if you would like to come into the office, we can fire you, or I guess we can fire you over the phone. I don't know if I'd go into the office to be fired if you know that's what's going to happen. I don't know. Either way, Don Lemon out at CNN after 17 years, and Tucker Carlson out at Fox News after several years. But he's their number one show, so that's why that's a big news story. So, kind of interesting when you think about it. You know, now there's some job openings. So I guess if you want a job in cable news, send your resume to Fox News or to CNN, and we'll get you a job hosting formerly the Tucker Carlson Show or the Don Lemon Show. Now, I think we're going to have a guest here momentarily. Again, talking about the news of the day. And we've got a guest next hour, I believe, to talk about the news of the day. So we're going to keep on trucking down the road here until our guest calls in. But some interesting things apparently have been going on that hopefully we're going to bring to light here this morning and see why and what and so on and so forth. Now, I do want to remind everybody to pay attention on Fridays, because Friday nights in particular, we have our Friday Night Live show, 8:15 to 10 p.m. on this station. And frankly, I think the show now is better than it's ever been. I think we're having a lot of fun with that show. We're having a lot of laughs. We've had guests on that show. So I hope you're tuning in on Friday night from 8:15 until 10 o'clock. Each and every Friday night, I think the audience is returning after a long hiatus with that show. I don't think we did a show from September until March or April. I mean, we were gone for quite a while. So I'm glad that we're up and doing that show again. All right. Let's see, what else do we have to talk about here this morning? Not a whole lot, to be honest with you, going on in the world or outside of Marion or anything like that. But the news we have for you this morning should be somewhat interesting and should shed a lot of light on things going on. You know, today marks 7 days from the big Republican primary next Tuesday, which I believe is May the 2nd. So it's right around the corner. And I believe we're going to have one of the people involved in that calling in here momentarily. Maybe, if we can get everything worked out at this particular point. But it's fascinating to know the things that are going on in the world, that if we don't attend all these meetings and we're not out in the public constantly, which I'm not, you don't know about until somebody tells you. So that's the best we can do, is hopefully try to bring that stuff to you here with this particular outlet. The news of what's going on, and explain it in a little more in-depth fashion than maybe would be explained in other places. I think that's the best we can do at this particular point. So hopefully we're going to hear from our guest here momentarily. What else have we not covered here recently? Well, I tell you, we talked a little bit about the baseball coach being fired at Pleasant yesterday. He wasn't fired yesterday, but he was fired recently, the baseball coach. Now, he's still teaching at the school, I believe. But a lot of talk about why he was fired from the team. Now, again, I don't know why he was fired from the team. But to be honest with you, the thing I keep hearing over and over and over is that he used some kind of profanity in the locker room. Now, maybe that happened. Maybe that didn't happen. Maybe that's why he was fired. Maybe, you know, I really don't know, to be honest with you, what happened there. I'm only hearing back from the people who were a part of that team. And a lot of times you're dealing with young kids, high school kids. And I don't think they're trying to be misleading. I just think a lot of times they don't know. They don't really know what happened, so they're trying to give you the best answer possible. And I don't know. I really just don't know what happened in that particular situation. But maybe as time goes on, we'll find out. Has anybody heard anything about this whole Pleasant situation where the baseball coach was fired? I know they don't have a great record this season. I think 3-8 is what I heard. But if anybody has any information, the phone lines are open. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And again, mostly this is just speculation at this particular point. No more concrete evidence than anything else in the world. Concrete evidence is hard to come by some days, so we just have to go with a speculation people say. And you never know what people are told. Just like poor Don Lemon and poor Tucker Carlson, who knows what they were told as far as why they were fired yesterday. I mean, I don't think we really know. And I don't know really if we'll ever know. But hopefully we will. Oh, I do have to bring this up just for a second. Maybe I was feeling the happiness of a Monday. And I think people can tell when I'm on the air. Things are happy with my life. Things are great. I'm having a good time. So yesterday I ran down a whole litany of people who I've been around in my life who have been very good people and all the good things they've done. And the list was absolutely true, and everything on the list was absolutely true. I don't take any of that back. But somebody pointed out to me yesterday. Now they said, well, you think all these people are great people. Now here's the difference. I don't necessarily think all of them are nice people these days, but I do think they did nice things. Let's put it that way. I think when I was around them, they did very nice things. I think they were very nice people. And when they were with me, or around me or whatever, we had good times. Now, this is not to say that I have the greatest relationships with these people today. That wouldn't be true. But, you know, when they were with me, I'm excited that they were. I mean, we had a good time. I don't look back on things as bad. Maybe this is the call. Maybe this is our news call. Boy, I hope so. Yes, I think it is. And as we continue on this morning here on WGH Talk, as I said, it's a big news morning here. An interesting story apparently transpired at last night's city council meeting. You know, we are 7 days away now from the Republican primary here in Marion. That will take place next Tuesday. And probably the most hotly contested citywide, I believe it's the only citywide race next Tuesday that will be contested, is that of mayor on the Republican side. We will find out who the Republican nominee will be. Sue McGowan faces off with current Chief Deputy Sheriff Bill Collins, former police chief. And last night at City Council, I believe both of those people were in attendance, Bill Collins and Sue McGowan, and apparently something happened. We're joined via telephone this morning by one of those candidates, Sue McGowan. Sue, how are you this morning?
Good morning. I'm fine. I'm good spirits. Just stuck in the whole world, man. You know what I'm saying?
Now, 7 days out from the primary, how do you feel?
I'm just praying.
Do you feel confident?
Just praying that I can, you know, do good for my community, that I'm allowed to do good for my community.
Well,
there's too much evil in the world.
Well, now, Sue, apparently something happened last night between you and Mr. Collins. Now, before we get to this, does Bill normally attend the city council meetings? I know you've been attending them.
Yeah, he started going.
Okay.
To meetings.
Now, is Glenn Coble at these council meetings?
Yes.
Okay, so everybody's there. Okay, so what
happened? All the candidates are there. I mean, how can you not run the city and not know what's going on?
That's,
I mean, these are big decisions that are being made.
Right. Now, before we get to what actually happened, what was the conversation last night at City Council? You know, after last week's bond rating downgrade, was there anything going on last night that would be of interest to the listeners?
Well, we ordered a new fire truck, which I believe, you know, you can never go wrong investing in equipment for the safety of your employees.
But more of a subdued meeting than the week before.
There was just discussion back and forth about how to properly do, you know, to put in for the truck. And we had to put in for it before, so it was guaranteed. I mean, it takes time to put those trucks together. And then they have to be inspected and tested and inspected again. And, you know, so it takes a while to get them back. It was just a matter of finances, pretty much. That's what the city council meeting was about last night.
Okay, so nothing that had the debate that some of those city council meetings have had as of late.
Yeah, I watch. I listen, I watch. I was sitting in the back row, just pretty much by myself.
So,
you know, I pay attention to what's going on. My mom told me, you can learn a lot more if you shut your mouth, Sue.
Okay.
So I observe.
All right. So, Sue, we've been talking about this odd event here all morning. What happened? What happened last night at the city council meeting?
Well, the city council meeting went, and, you know, like I said, I was sitting in the far back corner when you first go in to the left. I was sitting in the back corner there. And Mr. Collins was sitting on, like, a couple rows. I don't know. I took a picture on Facebook. A few rows back in the middle on the other side. When the meeting was over, they hit the gavel thing. I looked down beside me to pick up the piece of paper beside me. And when I went to get up, Mr. Collins was in my face. He said, "I can't believe what you said about me." And I was like, I just, I looked at him and I continued to stand up. And he was upset because I made a comment about his signs.
Now, what was the comment about his signs?
The comment was about his signs is that, you know, all the big money that he's putting out on these signs, and then he went and put his face on the sign, and a friend of mine had said that he looked like Mr. Creepy.
Now, where did you make this comment that he would have heard or seen it?
He obviously was probably on my Facebook or heard it from somewhere. But he came up, and when he got in my face, and I laughed at him, I said, well, this is Mary, and you just can't shove your face in people's faces. They have to drive that way every day, you know what I mean? Like, people that vote know what's going on. And, you know, I didn't go into detail what I said to him like that, but I said, you put your face out there, like, and he reached to grab a hold of my arm, stepped in towards me, in my face, and I stepped back, and I said, I took a nice step back, I'm, you know, good-sized girl, and I said, you don't want to do this here, pal. I said, I will fight you. You know, I am not doing this here. I mean, people want to spark me because I used to have a bad temper. And, you know, as you grow up and you have grandchildren, your temper calms. So obviously, he doesn't have enough grandchildren. So that you cannot let people manipulate you. You know, he pretty much attacked me, and then he turned around, and he walked out, and I caught the first person walk out of the door, which was Tommy Reese, the treasurer, and I rode down in the elevator with him. Mr. Collins was still sitting across the street in his private car. You know, you never know what happened. So I took the first person that went left. I told Mr. Reese what happened. And we're down in the elevator with him, and me and him walked to the parking lot together. We got to the parking lot, we split off, I got in my truck, and I left and went home. I did leave a message with Mr. Bales this morning to contact me.
Now,
I'm not going to have anybody come up on me like that. Did I choose my behavior wisely? Absolutely.
Now, let me come back to...
I could have... My normal reaction, anybody's normal reaction when somebody does that to them, is to fight.
Well, Sue,
that's human nature.
Now, let me come back to this.
Me coming back around and, you know, standing my calm ground is who we want for mayor. We don't want somebody that's going to freak out and, you know, a man trying to grab a hold of a woman because I said something. I mean,
now,
abuse, you know, I'm just not going to go into detail of my opinion on that. But you just don't do that.
Well, Sue, now let me go back to a point here. You said that he asked a question that he thought that you had made about...
he didn't ask a question. He was like 3 inches off of my face.
So he said, why?
Why
did you call me this name? This is where this started, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And I kind of laughed because, you know, I mean, you can't just go and get in people's face. I mean, he was way inside my bubble. Like, and I was just standing up. He was crouched down in my face when I stood completely up, and I kind of laughed because, you know, look at all the horrible things that they've said about Trump. If Trump got in everybody's face that had said horrible things about him and wanted to basically fight, I think he was trying to get a hold of my arm to arrest me. But I'm not for sure because he didn't get my arm.
Now this is...
My parents sent me to training and stuff when I was a kid. You don't touch me. It's probably the wrong thing to ever do.
Now, why would he be trying to arrest you?
I don't know. Maybe because he's used to arresting people. You know, that's been his position all his life. So I did something he didn't like, and he went to reach for me. Why else would he reach for me?
Well, this is the question
we're not friends. Well, I don't want to hold his hand. Why else would he be reaching for me?
Well, that's my right? Well, the question I would have is number one, I'm guessing if he's at city council, he's off duty. Number two, he works for the county now, so the city council meeting's in the city. So I'm not sure that he would be the one to...
The city's still in the county, my friend.
Well, right, but I'm not sure what he'd be arresting you for. You can't arrest somebody without warrant.
Why would he be grabbing a hold of my arm?
Well, that's my question. I mean, I'm not sure.
Exactly.
And when he didn't get your arm, it didn't go any further than that, except you said that you would take it outside. Is that my understanding?
No. What I said to him, I said, I backed up and I squared up with him. And I looked him dead in the eyes and I said, you do not want to do this here, pal.
And that was it.
And I told him, I said, I will fight you.
So you did say you would fight him.
I told him, I'm going to defend myself. Absolutely. But I am in a position where I need to keep composure. Not if somebody can manipulate you mentally, they've got you. You can't let people manipulate you physically, bribe you, you know, try to bribe you or push you or manipulate you. I'm going to be in a position where I have to make decisions, and I will not be bullied by anybody.
Now, was any of this caught on camera? I mean, I know these meetings are taped.
No, they don't have the cameras on.
It easily just shows
the city council people. Now, they do have an audio on in there, but when the meeting's not going on, it's shut off. And I was in the back corner by the door when you first walk in the left-hand side.
Well, there were a lot of people in the room, all city council, the mayor, the people who sit in his box, the people who are in attendance. Did anybody else see this happening?
Well, I never raised my voice, and I didn't feel like he was, you know, he was 2 foot from me when I stepped back. I didn't feel the need to get loud. I mean, the only person I was talking to was him. I didn't want to make a scene.
How would you describe... How would you describe his mood and tone of voice when he came to you?
Oh, his teeth are grit right in my, like, in my face. His teeth were grit. Like, I don't know what... See, in this case, I don't want to say a lot of things, you know. I don't know what is going on in his world. I know what's going on in mine.
But this is all over a comment that a friend made, Mr. Creepy, that he did not...
Yeah, to me, and then I put it on I got a mailer and in the thing, and I wrote Mr. Creepy, and I sent a picture, and somehow it leaked out, and it was funny. You got to take a little pun in, okay? You got to have a sense of humor.
But you would definitely qualify him as angry when he came over to you.
Oh, yeah. You know, I worked 35 years out in the downtown bars in Marion. I have a pretty good grip on the demeanor of people and the energy that they put off. And, you know, you see people as they are, and then you see them with alcohol.
Now, you say that you did not do anything, make any movements toward him, and clearly he did not arrest you last night. So when he grabbed for your arm, what do you think he was trying to do? I mean, what part the grabbing for the arm what did you say at that point?
I don't know what he was going to try to get out of that, except for maybe trying to get me to hit him.
Now,
but I was in my seat, getting out of my seat when he was. I was still bent over, standing up when he got down there and stuck his face in my face. He was pissed. I'm sorry. I don't mean to. You know, I try not to cuss because it's not what my mom said. You know, choose wiser words than cussing. So, but you know. He's a train wreck.
Well, now here's I think why people might find this hard to believe is because number one, this is a former chief of police, this is the current chief deputy sheriff, and this is being done in public. You would think that would be not the place that you would want to have a physical altercation, not to mention the fact that you're a woman and he's a man.
I didn't choose it. I didn't choose the place. I didn't, you know, I'm sure I'll be around him tonight at the Republican headquarters.
How do you think that's going to go?
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm not going alone.
So you're fearful of him at this point?
Oh, absolutely. He just got in my face.
So it was that bad. It wasn't just words, to the degree that you now feel fearful to be around this man.
I'll defend myself. I don't really think that there's any person on this earth that I'm scared of, but my mama. And God rest her soul.
So, how do you think tonight's meeting's going to go? Do you think it's a dead issue now after last night when he walked away from you?
Do I think it's a dead issue? No, I've called Matt Bales. I think that he needs to, I mean, on duty or off duty, you're representing the sheriff's department.
Okay, well, let's go to that point. Matt Bales is the sheriff of Marion County. His chief deputy sheriff is Bill Collins. What would you like? Well, what did you say to Mr. Bales on the message?
I didn't. I left a message with the secretary for him to return my call.
And when you talk to him, what are you going to say? What do you think should happen here?
Well, maybe he should have a talk with his deputy. You can't do that. I should be pressing charges against him.
Well, that's, I think, Sue, a lot of people would say that if it was as intense as this, and that you feel you needed to be walked out last night, and also need to take somebody with you to the meeting tonight, that if you were that worried, why aren't you pressing charges?
Sometimes it's easier just to, you know, where would it go?
Well, I think they would ask
him. All that time, it's altercation. I stuck up for myself. Okay? Yeah, I could press charges on him. Am I going to? No.
So how do you stop it from happening again if you don't press charges?
You let people know it is not acceptable. If it happens again, he'll wish I'd have pressed charges on him.
Well, I think, Sue,
I'm going to defend myself. I will defend myself.
So you're saying that if he came up on you like this again, you would do what?
I would defend myself. He's not going to get a hold of it. He's not going to touch me. There's no reason to touch me. There's no reason to be his face so close that he's almost spitting on my face. There's no reason to be that close to me.
Why do you think this upset him so much?
I don't know.
Because it seems to me, in the political world, that that's a pretty minor thing to say about somebody.
Absolutely. They can't handle that. How's he going to handle the situation from being a mayor? You know, I mean, his job has always been punishing and restraining people. Did he want to restrain me to keep me from whatever? I don't know what his thoughts running through his head when he reached out to grab me.
Did he ever say himself what the comment was that upset him, or are you just assuming that was the comment?
Oh, no, that's what he said.
Oh, he said that.
I can't believe what you said about me, and that's when I was bent over.
Right.
And I was standing up, and I kind of giggled, and I thought, well, what's he talking about? But, and then he said the Mr. Creepy thing, and that's when he was close to me, and he reached to grab a hold of. I had this big leather coat on. It's got sheepskin around the collar and stuff, and it's a big coat. You grab a hold of that coat, I'm coming out of the coat. It's just that easy.
So he went to grab your arm, and you moved, so he could not grab your arm, and he never said anything else after that.
I stepped back. Oh, we had eye contact, and that's when I told him, I said, you don't want to do this here, pal. I will fight you. You need to get away from me.
And at that point,
I don't know if he was mad and he came back to composer and realized, but he left. But when he left, he also was sitting out in his vehicle across the street where you do the back end parking. I mean, he didn't take off.
So what would you think the reason?
But I didn't make a big stink out of it either. When somebody comes up to you, I mean, no voices were raised.
So,
but maybe people need to know how he's trying to handle situations.
So how would you describe his temperament?
I mean, he was aggressive. He was very aggressive. Like, in my face. Like I said, probably 3-4 inches away from my face.
You know, Sue,
that's aggressive with your teeth grit. That's pretty aggressive. You know, and he's going to attack me. I'm a woman, and I'm not doing it. I want to be good for this city. I don't want, if it takes fighting him, you know, physically fighting him to win this election, I'm going to defend myself.
Right, but I think here, Sue...
But I don't want things to go there because I don't want him around me at all.
Right, but here's what I think, Sue, people maybe listening would say, that a chief deputy sheriff, a former chief of police, a person who's running for mayor, it would not look good for him to get into a physical altercation with a woman. And especially the woman he's running against in 7 days. That's not going to do him any good. And,
yeah, well, it happened last night at city council.
Well, I think that's why this is such a story that is hard for people to believe, because why in the world would he do that? I mean, I imagine he's dealt with a lot of women over the years in his positions, over 30 years.
I wouldn't say it if it didn't happen, that's for sure. And I rode down on the elevator with Tommy Reese and immediately told him what happened as we were going down in the elevator.
Now, what did he say?
He just looked at me. He said, who are you? And I said, because I told him, I just blah, 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 and told him what happened. And he said, really? I said, yeah. I said, I didn't want to walk out alone. Thanks for walking out with me.
So, this point, you've put a call into Sheriff Bales. Sheriff Bales, I imagine, will call you back. but you're not pressing charges. All you want to say is you don't want him to act like that again.
I don't want him. He can be no, have a talk with the sheriff. I don't want him around me.
Do you think that he will admit to this?
Well, if he was an honest person, he would.
I don't know.
I don't know what he'll say because, I mean, you come up and you go to grab a hold of somebody. I never raised my voice.
If he had grabbed a hold of
me, talking to me through his teeth, if he would have grabbed a hold of me, yeah, everybody would have known what happened.
Well, that's what, if
I try to avoid situations. I have, I was trained that you always have, there's this bubble that you have around you and you don't let anybody in it. True.
If he had grabbed a hold of you, what would have happened?
I probably would have knocked him out.
Now, as a person running for mayor, do you think that would have been a good reflection of...
No, it wouldn't have. Yeah. That's why my composure stayed where I was. Violence doesn't solve anything. And at that point, I don't consider that violence. I consider him grabbing me as being violence, and I would consider that as me protecting myself. But also then... I would allow myself to be manipulated when I could avoid a situation and make that situation a whole different outcome by just keeping my cool. And that's what I did last night.
So you're absolutely positive he was trying to grab for you. There could be no misinterpretation of that.
He did grab for me. There was no misinterpretation. No. Mm-mm. He did grab for me.
And that
like
was,
I said, I have that big coat on, and he, yeah, nope.
And this was all prompted by a comment that he did not like.
Yeah, the Mr. Creepy thing.
You never said anything to him last night that would have...
No.
Okay.
When I got in there, the council meeting had just started. They had just hit the gavel as I was coming up out of the elevator, and I got into the back row. I was the only one in the back row, the back corner, actually. Everybody was sitting up towards the front, and he was already seated. I haven't spoke to him. I've had no contact with him.
But tonight you will both be at the Republican meeting?
I don't know if he's going to be there. I know I'm going to be there.
But you will not press charges, just to be clear.
No, because he didn't actually get a hold of me.
When people hear this about somebody running for mayor,
so
who
that's
is...
like somebody saying something to you. You can't take that. I mean, he didn't. He tried, but he didn't get it.
Now, was he...
For what?
Did
you press charge for attempted assault? They attempted to? No, you just let it go.
Well, I think it does become a bigger issue when it's the chief deputy sheriff.
I do, too.
Yeah, I think that's
you're
more...
You're supposed to keep your composure, pal, and you know, you're paid for, you know, not only to physically do a job, but mentally do a job.
Now, did he have anybody with him?
Not that I know of.
So, and nobody
was... He comes by himself.
And nobody was close enough to witness any of this.
Not that I know of.
Well, it's very interesting because I think we all would wonder why he would do this. I would think a man in law enforcement for over 30 years and somebody running for mayor...
Because he lost it. He thinks he's, you know... He knows I don't have money backing me. What I have is people and heart and soul. Because they want better for the community. We need to start focusing on the things that are going to make our community thrive. And sometimes, you know, like I've said before, sometimes it's just paying attention to a situation that will take care of it. It might be a little roadblock, but it's holding up a $1 million project for, you know, if you don't pay attention to it, it's not going to get fixed.
Now, what do you say to people who say, you know, 7 days, there's going to be a Republican primary, this is your opponent, and that this is an opportunity to take a shot at him and maybe take some votes away from him?
His behavior, I'm not taking anything from him. It's his behavior and his composure. If Marion thinks that's acceptable to grab your opponent and get in their face because they said something about one of your little Mr. Creepy signs, you know, is that how we want our community ran by the, you know, by him?
And
are we all under arrest?
Well, I guess in the grand scheme of things, should you not win next Tuesday and he becomes the candidate, does this change your opinion on how you feel about who would be the next mayor, he or Glenn Coble?
I don't want to see somebody with that mentality be our next mayor. I mean, if I lose, I guess we're going to have to wait till 7 days because I don't know how I feel about it. I want the best for our community. That's it.
How would you describe your mood after last night's meeting?
Me?
Yeah. How did you feel after this all happened?
Oh, I was stunned. I was happy that Tommy Reese had just walked out, and I just grabbed a hold of him. I was like, "Hi, how are you?" And he was like, "How are you?" Didn't know who I was. But I just kind of got real close to him because I didn't want to walk out by myself.
So you were fearful.
In the elevator going down, and he looked at me and he goes, I said, "Oh, I'm sorry." I said, "My name's Sue McGowan. I'm running for Marion City Mayor." And he goes, "Oh." And I said, "Yeah, I didn't want to walk out by myself because that just happened."
So you were fearful that something more could happen.
Somebody's aggressive towards you? Yeah.
Well, Sue, I tell you, we're running out of time here, but it's a very interesting event last night. I thank you for sharing the story, and I hope you let us know if and when you hear back from Sheriff Bales what the response is.
I absolutely will.
Thank you, Sue.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Bye-bye. Sue McGowan, running for mayor of Marion in the Republican primary next Tuesday, May the 2nd. Well, that's an interesting story, and I guess how it all ticks down at this point. I don't know how this is all going to shake out as we head into next Tuesday, but I know we got more news on the way here on WGH Talk. This is where you get your news. Remember, we're streaming live on the website, WWGH1071.com, or you can download the free TuneIn app on any mobile device and search WWGH. What an interesting story that is, and I would get guess in the next 7 days there's going to be some follow-up to that, and where it will all go, I guess we don't know at this particular point, but I guess we'll find out at tonight's meeting. And I'll just tell you, stay tuned, we got more coming up around the corner here on WGH Talk. You do not want to miss this.
The place is WWGH 107.1 FM.
And team of WWGH, and we have a lot for you today, including the person we've been talking about for such a long time that was going to come again to WWGH.